Hey there photo fans and instant camera enthusiasts. Today we're embarking on a snapshot safari of the best instant camera of 2023. If you're ready to shake up your photo game, then you've come to the right place. Ready? Let's roll into the realm of instant photography. Top 10 Best Instant Cameras. Fujifilm Instax Mini 11. Coming in at number 10, we've got the best affordable Instax Mini camera, the Fujifilm Instax Mini 11. With its easy, one-button operation, the Mini 11 is the perfect introduction to instant photography. It offers both color and black and white film options, allowing you to explore your artistic potential. Ideal for the younger crowd or family photographers, it's all about capturing memories without leaving a digital trail. However, do note that it lacks some advanced features present in other models. Fujifilm Instax Square SQ1. Rolling into the number 9 spot is the best for Instax Square prints, the Fujifilm Instax Square SQ1. Square prints fanatics, this one's for you. This point-and-shoot camera offers the nostalgic feel of the square prints of the 80s and 90s, with color or black and white film options. Despite its simplicity, it may lack versatility for some, so if you're looking for more manual control, consider the Lomo Instant Square or the Nans SL660. Fujifilm Instax Mini 90 Neo Classic. Getting groovy at number 8, we have the Fujifilm Instax Mini 90 Neo Classic. This fun retro-looking instant camera offers a delightful change of pace for hobbyists. It comes with an electronic macro setting for more creative shots and two shutter buttons for easy snap of portraits or landscapes. It also has an automatic adjust viewfinder in macro mode, making it user-friendly. The only downside? Its flash is a bit on the unpredictable side. Lomography Lomo Instant Wide. Swinging into number 7 is the best for Instax wide prints, the Lomography Lomo Instant Wide. If you're all about those big, bold prints, then the Lomography Lomo Instant Wide is your instant camera soulmate. Among Fuji's three instant film formats, Instax Wide brings you the largest prints. Talk about making a statement with your snapshots, right? What makes the Lomo Instant Wide stand out? Well, this cool cam brings more to the table than its Fuji Instax Wide 300 counterpart, tossing in some extra artist-friendly goodies. Think multiple exposures and a snazzy split-image attachment for the lens. Who's gonna fall head over heels for this bad boy? It's a dream come true for the artistically inclined photographers among us. The Lomo Instant Wide is a bit of a hands-on camera that appreciates a user with some savvy. Someone who's not afraid to get their hands dirty setting manual focus by distance and messing around with creative attachments. But trust me, the beautiful, large prints that this beauty churns out are so worth your creative exploration. So roll up those sleeves and get clicking. Lomography Lomo Instant Square. Nestled neatly at number 6, we have the best for fans of folding cameras, the Lomography Lomo Instant Square. This quirky camera features a glass lens and offers support for multiple exposures, and the included wireless remote gives you more freedom for setting up shots. However, it is a manual focus camera, which means it may require a bit more expertise to get those sharp images. Nans SL660. Finding its place at number 5 is the best instant camera with interchangeable lenses, the Nans SL660. If you're after ultimate creative control, this is your camera. Its compatibility with Canon EF lenses means you can take macro, wide-angle, telephoto, and blurred background shots that most instant cameras can't handle. Its higher cost might be a drawback, but the creative potential it offers makes it worth every penny. Polaroid Now Plus. Securing the 4th spot is the best for classic Polaroid square prints, the Polaroid Now Plus. This camera lets you rekindle your love for the classic square format Polaroid prints, but at a cost. It supports long and multiple exposures, remote control over Bluetooth, and includes a set of lens filters. It's perfect for photographers with an artistic eye or those nostalgic for classic Polaroid prints, but remember, it's a bit pricier per shot compared to others on this list. Fujifilm Instax Mini Evo. Hitting the podium at number 3, we have the best digital art filters for on-demand prints, the Fujifilm Instax Mini Evo. This stylish, retro-looking, plastic galore camera is a digital instant hybrid that works like a charm in low light and focuses closer than those regular old analog models using the same Instax Mini film. Plus, with on-demand printing, say goodbye to wasting film on not-so-perfect shots. So, who's this perfect for? If you're someone who loves the idea of instant prints, but not for every single click, the Instax Mini Evo is your new best friend. It's packed with cool in-camera filters for the creative spirits, and is a breeze to use for just about anyone. Now, if you're a pro or a photo enthusiast, you might not be a fan of the editing and file transfer limits Fuji's put in place. But for the rest of us, it's all about those charming, photochemical prints this gem churns out. Get ready to fall in love with photography, all over again. Fujifilm Instax Wide 300. Running up at number 2, we have the best one-button wide format Instax, the Fujifilm Instax Wide 300. It's a bit of a chunky monster with a 114mm, f/14 lens that solely takes Instax wide film. Perfect for capturing scenic views or a bunch of your buddies in one frame. It's got fewer controls than the Mini 90, but there's a digital readout to make things easier. It comes with a snap-on close-up lens, but be careful, it's easy to misplace. The auto flash feature works like magic, adjusting the lighting according to distance. Want more flash? No problem, hit the flash on LCD button. The Instax Wide 300's claim to fame? It's massive prints. Despite the weight, it's pretty comfy to hold, thanks to the hand grip. The photos in daylight are super bright and color accurate, albeit slightly soft focus. It's got a default focus distance of almost 9 feet, but you can switch it around easily for different focus lengths. When the sun goes down, the Wide 300's flash lights up the night. If you've got a close subject, it's spot on. There's even a tripod socket for steadier shots. Use the infinity setting, auto flash, and a light source for bright night shots within range. But beware, the Wide 300's flash sometimes fires automatically, which might lead to overexposed photos. Just something to keep in mind. Lomo Instant Automat. And now, for our top pick. Clinching the title is the Lomo Instant Automat. This little gem sports a 38mm wide-angle, multi-coated f/4.5 glass lens that's a complete game-changer. Expect super sharp shots, ace performance in low light, and a broader field of view than the rest of the pack. The Automat's got your back with an auto mode that tweaks aperture, f/4.5f/22, shutter speed, and flash output. Bonus? There's a remote built right into its lens cap to help you ace group shots or try longer exposures up to 30 seconds. The zone focusing feature lets you nail the perfect distance for each shot, and the optical viewfinder? We're fans. The camera and remote work on two different batteries, sold separately, but that's a small price to pay for the stellar performance. Top 10 go here took the Lomo Instant Glass Magellan out for a spin and, boy, those pictures were sharp. The camera's size makes it super portable, and it even handled night shots under a Parks yellow street lamp like a pro. Lomography offers a variety of the Lomo Instant Automat, including versions with cool add-on lenses. Think, Splitzer. That lets you partition your frame into different areas, and an extra lens for those extreme close-ups, up to a foot from your subject. One tiny hiccup though, unlike many modern instant cameras, the Lomo doesn't save a digital copy of your snaps. But hey, nothing beats the charm of a physical photo, right? Conclusion. And there you have it, folks. The top 10 best instant cameras of 2023. What do you think? Let us know in the comments below. Keep those shutters clicking, and we'll see you in the next one.